Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a mindset episode. It's Monday. We want to talk about mindset, and there's something about mindset that a lot of people struggle with, which is overthinking. Now, as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, as a solopreneur, whatever you want to call yourself, you know you have so much going on in your business and, of course, in your life. And the last thing that you want to do is waste time thinking about things that you can't now do anything about. So today we're gonna find out the reason why you're overthinking, how to stop overthinking, and how to apply this technique not only to your business but to your everyday life. So even after you're done working and you are with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones, doing the things that you wanna do, you don't have to worry about ruminating at all times. Let's talk about the reason why you're overthinking. Now, as an entrepreneur or a freelancer, you have so many things going on. You have to take care of your clients, you have to take care of your marketing, of your admin work, and you're definitely working on growing your business as well. So there's literally endless possibilities of things that can happen to your business, or endless possibilities of things that you can do to grow your business. So whenever you have these many thoughts always in your mind, you're gonna feel overwhelmed. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, your brain kind of shuts off in a way, and you start thinking about 10 seconds about one thing, 15 seconds about something else, and you get again more overwhelmed. And then at that point, you're just in that compulsive thought behavior. Every time you wake up in the morning, there's so many things that you can think of and do, and it just gets hard. And the more you do it, the more you're gonna get stressed out. Stress turns into anxiety, and anxiety, in the worst cases, can turn into depression. And I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs that get depressed because they can't grow their business. They're always thinking about things that went wrong and things that could have done differently, and you definitely don't want to go that route. So with that said, let's see how you can fix this behavior and sort it out right now so you don't have to get to that bad situation in the future. What I recommend to all my clients is to write down everything that comes to mind. I always walk around with my journal. This is my journal. I bring it with me anywhere I go. If I go out, I bring my little bag and I bring it with me because I write down everything that comes to mind. So this is very important. You have to understand that your brain is just like an internet connection. There is a bandwidth, right? So whenever you have this bandwidth, some of it is going to be used by the things that you're currently doing. Let's say if you're driving, part of your attention needs to be on the road, and it kind of makes sense. Then you have someone else that's talking to you at the same time while you're driving, and your brain can still handle that most times, right? Especially if there's not a lot of traffic, you can multitask, drive a car and talk to someone else. But then if you start introducing maybe problem solving and other things that take a bit more bandwidth, that's when your brain starts shutting down. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to pay attention to. So you don't want that to happen ever. Whenever I have a thought that pops out of nowhere, and let's be honest, we can't really control what we think most times, but we can definitely control how we react to those thoughts. So as soon as I have a thought that is not something that I can do something about it right now, I write it down on my agenda. Again, very, very important. I write it down. And the great thing about writing it down is that I have a slot at nighttime of about 15 to 20 minutes where I review what we call the brain dump. The brain dump is, again, the concept of writing down anything that comes into your mind, putting it on paper so it's not in your brain and you don't have to worry about it. Then in that 15-minute slot at night, and then most times I also have a 15-minute slot in the morning, I review that list of things. And I'm like, oh gosh, I remember writing this down a week ago. I knew that I needed to do something about this. And then I can schedule that in my calendar. Now, at the very beginning, you're going to be tempted to write it down and still think about it even after you wrote it down. But as you start this new habit and you realize how good your life feels when you don't have to think about things on a constant basis, you will rely on your agenda and it will be your savior. Anytime that you start overthinking, pick it up, write that thought down, give it a little solution if you have one on the spot. If you don't, just make it a point to go back to that paper every single day and you will see that the majority of the things that you are holding in your mind and that are distracting you from your everyday life can be dealt in the future. Another thing that I work with all my clients is meditation. And I know you probably heard about meditation a million times and maybe you've tried and it didn't work out for you, or maybe you are doing it right now, but you're not 100% convinced that it's working. And I want you to stick to this plan. 10 minutes every single morning, not when you wake up right away. What I suggest is waking up and working on the hardest task of the day for about an hour. And after you've done that, go somewhere where you're completely alone for 10 minutes and meditate. Whenever you have these thoughts popping up, you bring it back and you just keep on focusing on your breathing or on the sensations in your body. When you do that, you train your mind to say, hey, I am the boss. I decide when to think about things. Like I just said a couple of minutes ago, you cannot control the thoughts that arise, but you can control how you react to those thoughts. So if you just get carried away by those thoughts and you make them your owner, basically, then you act as if you were your thoughts' little pet and you just follow them around. Do not do that. Make sure to set clear boundaries with your mind whenever you're thinking about a thought that is not supposed to be there right now. You just bring it back to where it come from and you sit back and you keep on meditating. Do that 10 minutes a day. It's super important. When you do this practice every single day, coupled with the brain dump, then you'll be good. You'll not overthink. Anytime that you have a new thought coming up, you can really stay centered, breathe, do not get distracted, and then write it down. And trust me, you're not going to overthink ever again. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.